from Wells Court in Newport to Preston Place in Ryde. This is Vectis Radio, now on DAB and FM 104.6.
Welcome back to the second hour of the show. It's 13 minutes past two here on Vectis Radio. And as promised, we are here live in the studio. It's National Learning Disability Week here in the UK. And that affects 1.4 million people living in the UK. Now, 3,500 of those live here on our very own Isle of Wight. So, what is a learning disability? Well, it's something that's diagnosed in childhood, often at birth, and it can present many challenges through life. But today we want to ask you, do you see me? So I'm joined by a group of young people. They are colleagues of mine in the NHS and they are experts by experience because they live with a learning disability. And we very much rely on them in the NHS to tell us how things should be done. So we're going to do this interview in two parts. I've got John and Jack with me to start with. Firstly, thank you so much for you both coming in here. I know there's a few nerves, but that's absolutely fine. It's just us chatting away. So John, could you introduce yourself and tell us three things about yourself?
Hello, my name's John. Three things that you know about myself is I love Star Wars. It's one of my main hobbies. I love history. I love everything to do with naval. And I love Starbucks.
Starbucks, okay. So they're your preferred coffee supplier.
Yes,
okay, cool.
Yes.
All right. Now, I would love to know. Now, you've also brought Oscar today,
who's your
ability dog.
Yes.
Always a great favourite at our meetings.
He is, yes.
Because he's a lovely black Labrador, isn't he?
He is, very much so.
So I'd like to know from you, what do you like to do, but you can't?
My biggest thing is I've always wanted to go on holiday. Because I sometimes feel like I'm trapped in my own bubble, and the thought of going away just completely absorbs me and I have massive meltdowns and it's really hard sometimes. Yeah. And I just want to be able to go away and forget all my anxieties and everything. But that's a huge thing that I've always wanted to do and explore new things, really. Yeah.
So is it something you hope you'll do in the future?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. With lots of work and training, yeah, I think it'll definitely help, yes.
And I think that's the important point, isn't it? Is that you still have the exact same aspirations and hopes that we all have.
Oh, yeah.
You'd like a holiday. That's quite a simple ask, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah,
with lots of coffee.
Lots of coffee, okay. And what I'd like to know is when others meet you, obviously you've got Oscar with you, so mm-hmm. people can see you've got an ability dog. They won't necessarily know why.
Mm-hmm.
How can other people support you to live your best life?
I think the thing is that people can help me and support me is just treat me like everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, that just give me like space, give me time to be able to get used to it, and if I need any help to be there and just give me reasonable adjustments.
Yeah.
So like, for example, like going on the bus, just give me a bit more space for me and Oscar to sit down. Just treat me as everyone else. I'm like everyone else. I'm just, my brain's wired differently.
Yeah.
And I'm as funny and as caring as anyone else, really.
You absolutely are. It's been a pleasure getting to know you these last few months. Yes, you definitely are. I can concur with that.
Thank you.
Now, one of the things we talked about in preparing for this interview, wasn't it, was we would like others to know to treat you the way they'd like to be treated themselves.
Yes.
That's really important, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Hugely, because we're all the same.
Yeah. Absolutely. Kindness goes a long way.
Hugely.
Yeah. Well done. Now, we're also joined by Jack. Now, Jack is a little bit nervous, and so John might help a little bit. Now, Jack, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us three things about yourself?
Can you spare a bit?
Yeah. Okay.
And my wife's fat. My interest is Formula One. I support any of Wettings Wine Fest. Of the first time since 1968, her top three painting spots are all taken by Wettings Wine Fest.
Well done. Now, can I just stop you there? Now, obviously, Jack, for you, speaking is one of your big challenges. So, John, just in case anyone didn't catch everything there, can you share what Jack's three things were?
Yes, of course. Hello, I'm Jack. My main interest is Formula One. I support any of the British drivers for the first time since 1968. The top three podium spots of all were taken by British drivers. I'm very good at remembering things. I have lots of facts in my brain and it makes me very good at planning things. I have a lot to say, but I can find it difficult to say it.
Yeah. But you know what you just did? You just told us what you like. Well done. Now, do you want to share with us what you would like to do, but you can't? Did you prepare one for that? Yeah?
Thank you for asking us to talk about raising awareness as it is very important to let everyone know how difficult it can be to live with a learning disability.
Brilliant, well said. So, absolutely, it's really difficult, isn't it? Because people don't know what's going on for you. And it's that phrase, isn't it? You never know what someone else has got going on, so be kind. And do you find that sometimes people don't stop and listen? They don't take the time to hear what you're saying? You said that to me earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, find it best to say that to any new person to me, so I know it straight away with my spirit, bringing out that first thing and take time. I don't think about talking to me and talk to my mum or any support worker when doing medical thing or seeing anyone in my side of the family.
Exactly what this week is all about. Do they see you? And sometimes they don't, do they? They talk to your mum or somebody you're with. So that's so, so important. So the last question there then, what can people do? Is that what you'd like them to do to help you to be better at listening?
Start at number one.
Yes, please.
I need lots of warning if things are to be different. It is very hard for me to be flexible.
Yeah, so you need lots of pre-warning and it's hard to be flexible because that makes you quite anxious, doesn't it, if things change suddenly. So we've done a lot of preparation for this interview, haven't we? Because some of us at the radio station, we turn up and we just talk. But for you, that would have been really too hard, wouldn't it? So we've taken a lot of time to prepare for this. And do you know what? You just smashed it. Absolutely well done.
I found it more easier doing a slightly different tone of voice to make it more easier for people to be hearing me and understanding me.
Well done.
And talking away. Normally talk or talk to people honest might not understand what I am talking.
You know what you've just developed? You've got your radio voice. We all have one of those at Vectus Radio. I don't talk like this normally, so absolutely spot
there
on.
There were still a lot more on it, we said.
So well done. Thank you both very much. John, is there anything you'd like to finish off with? So you were came across really well. Were you nervous about coming in today?
I was very nervous. Yeah. My numbers were quite high, I won't lie.
Yeah.
But I've had a big drink of Coca-Cola and a big cake, so I was okay in the end.
Well, I can't thank you enough. You have both done so, so well. And you've done it. Yay, round of applause for John and Jack. Well done.
Enough has been done
another thing ticked off. Right, we're going to have some music now, and after that Ryan and Claire are going to come in and share their stories with us, aren't they? So you two can go and relax.